Proclamation number 5527 of 7th of November, 1952. Convinced, confess in the struggle of faith. If you want to be true confessors of my name, you must also have deeply penetrated my teaching of love. You must know that love is the first and most important thing, that love wants to be practiced in order to then also gain the strength to stand up for me and my teaching. For only love recognizes me. Only through love does the human being gain the conviction that I am God and Redeemer. Only through love does faith come alive, and this living faith will then stand up for me without fear. The confession of my name will be the crowning of the battle of faith before the end of this earth, and this confession is also your victory. But who can confess me with conviction before the world? Not only will your confession with your mouth be demanded, but this confession will cause you great earthly adversity and tribulation. You will have to sacrifice much if you want to remain faithful to me, for conditions will be imposed on you. Sacrifices will be demanded of you which only someone who has accepted me into his heart, who is so intimately united with me through love that he feels my presence, and this presence also gives him the strength and certainty to represent me before the world even at the loss of everything he earthly possesses. This is a great test of faith which only few will pass, for the adversity in the lost days is great, and only those who are firm in faith and serve with love will not pay attention to it but firmly trust in the Lord's help. But then I will also obviously dwell amongst people who want to prove loyalty to me and yet are weak in view of the inhuman action against the rightful confessors of my name. And then the weak one will also be permeated by my strength, for I recognize his will and therefore help him in every spiritual and earthly adversity. I will always and constantly be amongst my own if they mention my name in faith. But I will also be visible to their earthly eyes where faith and adversity dictate it, for I want to help my own and will not let them fall into the hands of their enemies without protection. Many who still believe to be good Christians and representatives of my teaching will lose the courage to confess, for they are threatened by the measures of earthly power and are not firm enough to resist because they are not strengthened by love, because they only intellectually observe the course of events but are not inwardly united with me. And in this adversity, which becomes ever greater, I descend to earth with great splendor and glory. To help my own now, to snatch them away from their oppressors and reward them for their faithfulness by leading them to a place of peace and bliss. If the battle of faith will flare up so fiercely that people will be forced to take a stand, my coming is to be expected every day. For I have given you the promise that I will shorten the days for the sake of the elect, to shorten their suffering and to give them the reward for the faithfulness they have shown to me and my word. I come to redeem you from all evil. Amen.